I want to welcome you to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. We're in a series dealing with life brings purpose, and God wants to give us a great life. That's all there is to it. Today's topic is entitled Purpose Brings Abundance, and we're going to talk about what does our purpose bring us, and how can our purpose bring abundant living? And a whole other topics we're going to cover, but we just first want to pray and ask for the Holy Spirit's guidance and direction. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I ask the Holy Spirit now to come in and take control of this podcast. Lead me in the direction that I should go. And if I head off into areas that I should not, then the Holy Spirit would then direct me and redirect me to discuss those things that would be blessing to those who are listening in. I pray for this group of people that will be listening in today that you would bless them and that you would meet every need in their life, Father, and provide for them, Father, an understanding of the purpose they have for their life and, God, that you want to bring abundance into their life. So bless this podcast, and I'll be careful to give you all the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, one of my favorite scriptures that answers the question that I brought up here, purpose brings abundance, and how do we get that abundance, is found in a scripture that I used in my previous podcast, but I'm not going to talk a lot on it, but I just want to bring it up because I want to refresh your mind as to what we talked about in podcast number 310. This is podcast number 311, entitled Purpose Brings Abundance. Here's a scripture I think that's so powerful. Ephesians 3:20 says this, Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Now, for those of you who listened to the podcast number 310, you heard a lot more talk about that, more discussion. But today I want to talk a little bit more directly on how we can deal with an understanding of how purpose brings abundance into our life. Now, God didn't create us so that we could just live a boring, meaningless, no value life. He wanted us to have a life filled with abundance and joy, and he wanted us to be blessed. Purpose brings abundance. It really does, because living in God's purpose for us is abundant living. It's abundant living in itself. Let's look at the abundant life God desires for us, confirmed by the Holy Spirit, as we read about it in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 22. This is an extremely important verse dealing with understanding abundance and understanding God's purpose in our life. So let me read out of the New Living Translation, and it's Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Now, think about that. You're wondering what God's purpose is and how God's purpose can bring abundance is. When we become a Christian and we become a follower of Jesus Christ, we receive an assignment from God. And it says in Jeremiah that he's got a plan for us and a purpose for our life, and he has something for us that he wants to guide and direct us. And then as we become a Christian, we get the Word of God out, and we start reading these incredible scriptures where it says things like we can have love and joy and peace and patience and goodness and kindness and gentleness and be faithful and just simply live a wonderful, overflowing life filled with the joy of the Lord. And then when we look at what Jesus had to say about our purpose, what he had to say for what he wanted to do for us is found in the book of John chapter 14 and verse 27, once again in the New Living Translation. Now listen to this scripture. Talk about purpose with abundance. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind. This is Jesus speaking to the apostles. Peace of mind, he says, and of heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you, I'm going away, but I will come back to you again. Now, look at that. I mean, I've just read two quick scriptures, both of them dealing with the abundant life that God wants to give us. Because some people get wrapped up in abundance being just nothing but money and fancy cars and stuff, and that's just not at all what I'm talking about today. What I want to talk about is that God wants us to be blessed. He set up our life with purpose and meaning and a plan for our life. And then he gives us all the benefits and blessing when we become a Christian, when we become a follower of him. Look at the blessings he pours out for us to live with joy and peace and to live with a peace that the world can't even understand. They can't comprehend it. The Bible talks about the peace of God that passes all understanding. It'll guard our heart and guard our mind in Christ Jesus. That is purpose bringing abundance to us. Now, Let me refer a little bit to when I was a businessman. You see, when I was in business, and many of you may or may not know that I was a pastor for 20 years. I had a real estate development company for 20 years. And prior to that, I was a bank for some 15 years. So I know you're adding up all the numbers. I'm certainly no young guy anymore, but the Lord has given me so many opportunities to be in partnership with other Christians and to work in the church and be a pastor and do those things that will please the Lord. And I believe that I was fulfilling God's purpose in my life through all of these things that I did, because when I became a Christian, I put Him first, and I honored God with what we had. And that is one of the primary reasons that God created us, was that we could then serve Him and honor Him and put Him first in our life. But going into business, when I was a businessman, I had several partners in various projects. Now, we worked together as a team, and we would make, you know, we'd have equal partners, where that means we all had an equal share of the business. If there were three of us, we each owned a third. If there were two of us, we each only two. But we usually had the same amount of money invested, and we had jointly made decisions. Now, we formed a partnership, and that partnership was designed for a purpose and a plan. Well, I like to look at God as being my partner. I read a book many years ago entitled The Holy Spirit, My Senior Partner. It was written by a major, incredibly powerful pastor, an Assembly of God pastor in Korea, Dr. Cho. And Dr. Cho's book, you can pick it up at, you know, and order it. But when he talked about being in partnership with the Holy Spirit, it just really touched me, because that's really what it is. God wants a partnership with us, and He set up a partnership with us where He had more at stake. He gave His Son for our lives. So He put more into this relationship than we could ever put. We had nothing to give Him, and He had everything to give to us. So we have a partnership with God through the Holy Spirit, who helps us and directs us each and every day through our life. And I use that as an example because maybe some of you who are in business, or some of you who want to be in business someday, you might have a partner sometime. Remember, you already have a partnership with God. That is in your spiritual walk with God, your spiritual relationship here on earth. So this podcast is designed to help us understand that God invested in us, and He set a plan for our life and a purpose for our life, and that includes abundance in our life, to live with joy and peace and all the things I told you, and have that type of peace that passes all understanding. And that's what He's poured into this thing, so we can't really give Him anything more than just simply our heart, and that's all He wants. He just wants us to surrender our life to Him, and then He promises us purpose with abundance, abundant living. You see, abundant life is living with a relationship with Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you don't have any abundance in your life. I don't care if you're the wealthiest man on the face of the earth. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you can never experience abundant life in the true meaning that God has stored for us. It is a life directed by God's Word and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Abundant living includes a quality life filled with a quantity of God's blessing. Why don't I repeat that? I just wrote that down a little while ago, and I wanted to share that. So let me just read what I wrote here just a moment ago, what the Holy Spirit gave me. Abundant living includes a quality life filled with a quantity of God's blessings. Wow, I could probably do a whole podcast just on that, the quantity of God's blessings. You see, we see God's promise of abundance as long as we put Him first in our life. Let's look at another scripture, I think, that helps us on this track of discussing purpose brings abundance. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 11. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity. Wow. Now, some people would have a problem with the word prosperity because it does get messed around sometimes, but the Word of God tells us that we can have abundant prosperity. Don't just think that's just money. Abundant prosperity is a full life, a quality Christian life, a life filled with all the things I've talked about earlier in this podcast. You know, as I have covered in previous podcasts, the Bible gives nearly 8,000 promises to His followers, and these promises bring abundant living. Think about that. Why would God bless us with something junk? God doesn't give us junk. God gives us blessings. God doesn't give us headaches and worries. He gives us blessings. God is always there and will never leave us nor forsake us. One of God's promises to us is to give us purpose and hope. Jesus said, and I've used this scripture time after time, I'm sorry I have to use it again. Well, I'm really not sorry that I have to use it again, because it applies every time we talk about purpose and we talk about abundant living. John 10:10, I have come to give you life more abundantly. So remember, Jesus supported that, God desired it, and that is his plan for us. With everything that I have commented on so far, I believe it's difficult for me to understand why there are Christians who struggle with the words abundant living and even the word prosperity. They just struggle with it. You even mention it and they're going, oh, that's terrible. We don't want to talk about that. Now, I'm not saying that you feel that way. Matter of fact, you may have been drawn to this podcast because you searched for the word abundance or abundant living and it brought you here. Well, that's wonderful because I know that God wants to bless us and that we need to be taught properly about it. Now, maybe it's the reason that some people have a struggle with that is that they've been taught by someone who basically says that prosperity or financial prosperity or any reference to prosperity is wrong and it's just simply it's self-centeredness, and it's really not. It's the Word of God. And if you go through the Word of God, you will see those words used constantly from scripture to scripture, help telling us in many, many different ways. When it talks about peace, that's abundant living. When it talks about love, it's abundant living. When it talks about having great relationships with your husband or wife or with your children, that's abundant living. So over and over again, we see God's plan to bless his people. Now, I don't want anyone to misunderstand really what I'm saying about prosperity or purpose, that purpose brings abundance. So therefore, let's look closer at these words. And there's three particular words I'm going to examine a little bit in this podcast. One is prosperity, the other one is purpose, and the other one is abundance. So let's just see where the Lord leads us. And I've written some notes here that I'm kind of using to kind of bring this podcast to you. So let's just go through it. The word prosper or prosperity, listen to this, is found over 100 times in the Bible. This depends, of course, on which translation that you're looking at, and many of them use different words at different times, but they all basically refer to the same thing. Prosperity mentioned in the Bible is absolutely wonderful, but it can be taken out of context, and it's not all about individuals gaining great wealth, period. Prosperity is far more than just possessions. Prosperity is loving God, living for God, being led by the Holy Spirit in our life, and seeing the fullness of God. And that's how prosperity and purpose go together, because God's purpose is a plan for our life, and our plan is to worship him and to receive his blessings, and that we don't deserve his blessings, but he gives us his blessings. What we deserve is death and penalties for our sins. We don't really deserve to be Christians. Some people say, oh, well, I deserve that. I work good and all that. No, we don't deserve that at all. Nothing is deserved by us. What we deserve is punishment, quite frankly, is damnation. I mean, quite frankly, that's what we deserve because we're sinners. We're born as sinners. But God's grace changes all that. And he gives us what he wants us to have. His grace, his mercy, his peace. Church, that's abundant living. Now, the word purpose is found, listen to this, approximately 50 times in God's Word, depending, once again, on the translation. The Greek word for purpose is skopos. And skopos really means something far greater than just simply the purpose of the word that we use. Purpose refers to God's plan for someone or something according to his will. Let me read that back to you again. The Lord gave me that definition, so let me read it to you. Purpose refers to God's plan for something or someone according to his will. That's what he wants in our life. Now let's go to the third word, abundance. We've covered prosperity or prosper. We've covered purpose, and now let's go with abundance. It has 231 references in the Bible. Also depends on the translations. True abundance can come from only from God. And so the abundance we're talking about here, the purpose in our life in order to receive abundance in our life, is all in God's plan. Now, I love all these words. I really do. Prosperity, purpose, and abundance. Quite frankly, I love them all. My reason for that is that they are often mentioned in the Bible, and all of them require putting God first, honoring him in anything that we do. It's always required of us to keep God first, number one, in everything that we say and do, putting him first. And when we do that, we start to align ourselves up to receive his purpose and his plan to bless us, and that we can experience abundance in our life. Now, another word of caution here. I really feel the Holy Spirit touching me right now to share this thought. I have nothing written down to this amount, but just simply the Holy Spirit impressed me for you to understand that abundance is not a bad word. It's not a dirty word, and that it's It's something that God uses throughout the scriptures. Think about what I just read to you. There's nearly 400, almost 400 references to the words I gave you, prosperity, purpose, and abundance. So if there's 400 references to them, why in the world would it be something bad? Now, it's true that men can turn something that God intended for good and turn it for bad. But then God, in turn, his word says that God can do what the devil intends for bad and turn it into good. And so, you know, where sin abounds, the Bible says grace abounds far greater. Well, that's kind of the contrast we have. And so all these things come together as be a part of our purpose in life and the plan that God has for our life. Now, living in God's purpose will always bring abundance. Now, that's just simply a statement. I think with all I've said, you got to believe that. If you believe anything that I've said, you've got to believe that living in God's purpose will always bring abundance. Now look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. It says this in the New Living Translation, "And God will generously provide all you need." It just doesn't just say provide what you need, it's generously. That's another way of saying abundance. It says, "Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." Now, how could you find a scripture that is better than that when we're talking about a statement like God's purpose will always bring abundance? If we look at that scripture again, and this is a promise from God, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, "And God will generously," that's abundance, "provide all you need," that's abundance, "then you will always have everything," that's abundance, "you need, and plenty left over to share with others." So I hope that scripture touches you as deeply as it's touched me. This is God's plan for abundant living for all believers. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8 is God's plan and purpose for us. Now let's look at another scripture that deals with the same thing. It's a very famous scripture. Some people don't relate to it in dealing with understanding that God has a plan for us, a purpose for us, and he also wants to bless us. It's found in Romans 8:28 in the New Living Translation. It's another great passage for purpose brings abundance. Listen to this. "And we know that God causes everything to work together," okay, God's purpose, "for the good of those," there's the abundance, "who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Never thought much about Romans 8:28 being a scripture that would prove that God always puts purpose first and that brings forth abundance in our life. So that scripture has changed my life drastically, Romans 8:28. I've had that scripture read to me when I was discouraged and down and almost depressed. And all of a sudden I'm going into something and saying, "Lord, I really don't want to do that. I don't want to do that." But when I do it, and I know it's of God to do that. Let me give an example. I know I'm bouncing around a little bit today, but I'm pretty excited about this podcast. I remember being put in the hospital once when I was fighting cancer. And the doctor said, "You have to spend the night." I said, "I don't want to spend the night. I'm not interested in spending the night. I don't want to be here." And I said, "So I'm just not going to, I'm going to go home." He said, "No, you're not going home. You're staying here. You're going to spend the night." And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit told me, Romans 8:28, that all things work together and that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So that means I needed to spend the night because God's going to make this work for good. So I went there, checked in that night, and while I was there, a nurse came in. And the nurse was a gal who was born in Vietnam. And when I was in Vietnam, I had an assignment to help people to be protected from the evil ones that were over there. And this little gal, I said, "You're Vietnamese, right?" And she said, "Yeah, you know, how did you know that?" And I said, "Well, I'm kind of familiar with the Vietnamese people because I spent a year of my life there." And I said, "Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful country. It wasn't really exciting when I was there." And she said, "Have you ever heard of a place called Benoit?" And I said, "Yeah, that's where I was assigned." And then she said, "You know, when my parents were there, they said that when the Vietnam War was going on, that the soldiers would go to their village and would protect the village people and keep them safe from the enemy that was trying to attack them and kill them." And I said, "Isn't that interesting that I'm here with you today and I'm a Vietnam veteran and that I served in Benoit area, it's in Long Binh province area." And I said that my assignment was to go out and help these people. I said, "Do you know, when was this?" And we talked about the year and the time. And the year that I was there, it was when her parents, one of those years, was being helped by the GIs, the army guys. And I said, "Do you know how much God loves you?" She said, And I don't understand. I said, well, God loves you so much that he put you in this room so that you could meet someone who most likely helped protect your parents many, many, many years ago in Vietnam. And she started to get kind of teary-eyed. And I said, you're Vietnamese, right? And I said, so that means you're probably Buddhist. And she said, well, yes, I am. I said, well, you know, in reality, you're not really a Buddhist. You're just there because of by name, but you don't really practice it. And she said, no, not really. I said, well, God loves me so much that he sent me here so now you can protect me from what I'm going through. And she started crying. And I shared with her, she was in my caring for me for 8 hours, 8-9 hours that night. And I got to speak to her over and over again about how much Jesus loved her and that she just needed to give her life to Christ and just share that. And when all that was over and I went home, I told Sharon, my wife, I said, you know, honey, Romans 8:28 came alive tonight. I didn't want to go there, but God had a plan for it. And that plan was that I could be a blessing to her and she could be a blessing to me. So Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes everything to work together, even a hospital visit, for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. My purpose that night was to be there for that young lady. Wow, that's kind of exciting, and you can tell why I'm getting even a little emotional on this right now. So in order to understand how purpose brings abundance, we need to know that we are living in God's will for us. Now, with the little bit of time that I have remaining, you know, in this podcast, I will not be able to really get into properly addressing the extension of that. So there'll be new podcasts coming up talking more and more about purpose and abundance, working together for people and for their good. So allow me to just leave you with this thought. Here's a thought. Every follower of Jesus Christ has one specific purpose in life. That purpose is to honor God in everything that they do. That's their number one person. That's purpose. That's my number one purpose, and that's your number one purpose. Honor him in our daily living. Honor God through our prayers. Honor God by reading his word daily. And honor him by attending church. Honor him in our career, our relationships, our finances, our marriage, and sharing our faith. When we honor God, he will prove to us that when we know our purpose, it will bring an abundant life for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity I've had to bring this podcast at this time to those listening in. I pray that you would bless it. And for those who listen in today, I believe we've received something very special. I've felt a very strong anointing of the Holy Spirit here to guide me in everything that's said. And I thank you for that. And I give you praise for it. Now bless those, Father, who need to be touched by you. May they receive these scriptures and may it strengthen them and help them, Father, to walk in their purpose that you've created for them, Father, and to live abundantly. Hallelujah. I ask these things in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening in. I'm going to have to make a couple statements to you. I'm running out of time here. I want to keep these podcasts always below 30 minutes. If you'd like to know more about our Quality Christian Living podcast, that's what this whole thing is in, all the topics that we have, I'd like you to go to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you get there and pull that front page up, you'll see a link on that first page to all my podcasts. This is number 311, so they'll all be on there. And if you go to a later date, there'll be far more than that. But those podcasts have a plethora of topics dealing from understanding how to get out of debt. Because of my banking days, I wanted to put that in there. There's a series of messages dealing with how to receive a miracle. There's another one on faith for miracles. There's another book on faith for everything when it seems like we have nothing. There's another series of podcasts there that have to do with the gifts of the Spirit, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And there's just a number of topics, and so you may find that very interesting. If you'd like to know more about me as an author, you can go to my webpage there, and once you get to the podcast and you look at those, you can go back to my main page again, davidcfriendauthor.com, and on there is a list of books that I've written. They're all listed there individually, and those topics are one the Holy Spirit has led me to write. I sometimes talk a lot about finances. That's because I did spend many of years in finance, and I've done a tremendous amount of, I mean, thousands and thousands of people, counseling and seminars and things, helping them to get out of debt and to stay out of debt. So that might be a blessing to you. If you'd like to subscribe to my podcast, you can do that by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As we continue our series on living our life with purpose, I'm going to be doing this next podcast is entitled, it's a little different, but I think it's going to be very interesting. The Holy Spirit has been leading me through this, so I've got an entire podcast dedicated to that. My next podcast is entitled The Holy Spirit Reveals Purpose. So I tell you, that's going to be interesting. These give me a lot of things to share with you about how the Holy Spirit will guide and direct us. He'll interrupt what we're doing and guide us in another direction, or he'll put us in the right direction if we just listen to his still voice, if we listen to his leading, and we allow him to speak to us and help us and guide us through the things that we need to do each and every day to understand our purpose in life. And I hope that'll be something that'll be interesting to you. You can let your family and friends know about it. We're going to continue on this series on dealing with purpose, and maybe I should give you the list of titles of upcoming podcasts. As the Holy Spirit leads, we want to talk about abundant living with purpose. We're going to talk about purpose requires obedience, and that purpose brings hope, joy, and peace. Purpose produces character, faith with purpose, and purpose brings faith. One topic is going to be how to live with purpose, and knowing God's purpose will be probably one of the last ones I want to have, because that's kind of, we've talked about a lot about that, but the actual knowing of it, we need to go over that time and time again to help people understand that it's not difficult to know God's purpose. It's just simply surrendering to him and in his will. So I hope that you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I hope that you'll tune in and invite your friends and family members to be a part of this as we continue this series. So I'm going to close with just a little something I say at the end of every podcast. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. So until next time, I pray that God will richly bless you. I pray that you'll understand that Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord are called according to his purpose. And know that Jesus says that I am peace. Not the world gives some kind of peace, but what I have is real peace. And that God promises us to live an abundant life and have love and joy and peace and goodness and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. I'm telling you, it's a life worth living. So thank you once again for listening into Quality Christian Living. I am your host, David Friend. Today's podcast was entitled Purpose Brings Abundance.